An email sent by the U.S. Embassy in Ethiopia advises Americans in the country to avoid public gatherings and public places. The message specifically mentions hotels as places to avoid. The message was sent less than 24 hours after Ethiopia's anti-terrorism task force warned of an imminent terrorist attack and urged citizens to be vigilant. Police recently rounded up about 24 members of Ethiopia's largest ethnic community, the Oromos, and charged them with aiding terrorists. Among those arrested were the top managers of 2 of Addis Ababa's finest hotels, as well as the leader of one of the largest Oromo political parties. Witnesses say those detained were told during a courtroom proceeding that they were suspected of collecting money and sending it to known members of the Oromo Liberation Front, an armed insurgent group. Bereket Simon, senior advisor to Prime Minister Meles Zenawi, was quoted earlier as saying the leader of the Oromo Federal Democratic Movement, Bakele Girata, had been working hand in glove with terrorists. In an email sent to VOA this week, the OLF said its fighters had killed 31 Ethiopian soldiers in a clash, October 31st, in eastern Oromia region. The message told of 2 other similar clashes earlier in the month. Government spokesman Zemedkun Tekle dismissed the OLF message, calling it fabricated and an attempt by the rebels to get attention. Police were out in force in Addis Ababa Thursday after the security alert. Security was especially tight around the city's best hotels. But diplomats and political observers cautioned not to read too much into the timing of the terrorist warning and the arrest of prominent Oromos. They note other violent insurgent groups also operate in Ethiopia, including the Ogaden National Liberation Front, which is blamed for several suicide bombings last week in the Somaliland and Puntland regions of neighboring Somalia. The ONLF is also blamed for a deadly attack on a Chinese-run oil exploration site last year in Ethiopia's Ogaden region. The leader of Ethiopia's largest Oromo party, Merera Gudina, tells VOA he does not understand why the crackdown is occurring.
I could not get the head and the tail of it, except that the government is sometimes routinely harassing Oromos and political activists, all of us on the legal platform, especially during the elections. Those things are routine.
Merera, who heads the Oromo National Congress, and Bocha Demeksa, parliamentary leader of the Oromo Federal Democratic Movement, both vehemently deny any involvement with the OLF insurgency. Oromos are Ethiopia's largest ethnic community, making up as much as 35% to 40% of the country's estimated 80 million people. Ethiopia's capital has been the scene of several terrorist attacks this year. In May, a bomb blew up in a taxi van in front of the Hilton Hotel, killing 6 people, including a man with dual U.S. and Israeli citizenship. A coordinated series of gas station bombings killed 3 people in April, and a blast in a public hall last month killed 4 and injured more than 20 others. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.